What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Stop and show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Sometimes you do segments in this business or you have takes in this business, and then years later you're like, man, I was really wrong about that. And sometimes you have ones that you're like, man, I was really right about that. And I remember doing a show back in 2021, Overtime, over on 106.7 The Fan, and just planning a whole segment around like a history lesson of the NBA and why that history lesson was going to look very, very different in a couple of years, because we were going to be in a period where there seemed to be no dominant superstar. And lo and behold, here we are in 2025, and we have had seven different champions in the last 7 years, or will have seven different champions once this NBA Finals happens and a new champion is crowned, because none of the teams remaining have won a title in the last 7 years. In fact, the Knicks are the only one that have won, unless you count the Sonics 1979 title for the Thunder, which is something Jerry Brewer does not. He wrote a column in the Washington Post about this parody, and he joins us now. Jerry, how are we doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
I really was excited to see that you wrote about this. And not only did you write about kind of the parody and like, whoa, this is neat. This is cool. This is unprecedented. You also wrote why you think this is happening, which I think unlocks a lot of other important questions about the NBA. So why do you think that we are in this seven different champions in seven years era of NBA basketball, when the sports history is dominated by superstars winning multiple titles in a row?
I think it was going to happen anyway, just by the cyclical nature of sports, Craig. But the real reason why it's lasted this long and will continue to last, I believe, is that the NBA is legislating parity in a way that it never has, in a way that is similar to how the NFL does it. And, I mean, we'll see if the basketball fans' tastes are similar enough, if they're obsessed enough with basketball, like we are with football, to not have, like, dominant markets and dominant teams and dominant stars always win all the time. But it's very clear. I mean, when you go back and you look what they did in the collective bargaining agreement that they agreed upon 2 years ago that will last for seven seasons, it's very clear that certain owners got jealous, you know, particularly of the Golden State Warriors and how dominant they were. And they wanted to make sure super teams were done. And they wanted to make sure that the Warriors never had or anyone like the Warriors had a situation like what happened in 2016, when they were able to get the cap room to add Kevin Durant for 3 years.
So the ultimate question here, Jerry, is this good? Because I think I can make an argument that it's actually a very stupid idea, the way they've legislated the parity currently.
I think they went way too far with it, Craig. I mean, we don't want to go into the weeds of the CBA.
Who's we, Jerry? You know who you're talking to here. Like, come on. You know, I love
exactly,
a CBA, right? Weeds conversation.
Well, I mean, that's between me and you. But you know, essentially they have a second apron. And so if you're too far over the cap, even if you built your team in an organic manner, you get heavily penalized, you know, up to loss of draft picks. Your ability, like NBA teams that are good have always been able to thrive on getting guys to sign for less at the mid-level exception. You know, those exceptions like start to go away, you know, the higher up in salary you are. You can't even make trades in which you say you're trying to trade a player, you're trying to acquire a player who makes $40 million. And, you know, it used to be in the NBA, like if you had salaries that matched or came close to matching, you could make a trade, even if it was like you're trading three players for this one guy. You can't do trades that way if you're too far over the cap. It has to be a one-to-one trade, a player-for-player trade. On down the list, like there's a laundry list of things. Like you need a capologist sitting beside you just to see what you can do in the NBA right now. And I think that's what's going to make it difficult. I think it's not only going to make it difficult, you're not only punishing really good teams that have high-priced rosters, you're also punishing teams that made a bad decision and then all of a sudden can't get out of it. So I think, like, yes, there's going to be more opportunity for teams to win championships. I also think in some cases it's going to keep bad teams down longer than they should be down, which, you know, when you're – I mean, if you're like the New Orleans Pelicans right now, you know, good luck to you. You know, if you, I think the Wizards are on a good trajectory, but if they happen to like make one bad decision, you know, on a super high priced player, like they might pay, you know, just a really, really bad penalty in trying to like get out from underneath that contract. So movement is going to be restricted. Like it's going to be incredibly complicated. You're going to see monster deals have to be consummated, six teams or more in some cases, just for little things to happen. And I don't think that's fun for the average sports fan.
Jerry Brewer, Washington Post, with us here on the Hoffman Show. I think one of the other things is teams that do it the right way or that build winners aren't going to be able to stay together. You have a situation right now with the Boston Celtics, Jerry, where I genuinely believe after looking at their cap sheet and looking at the rules and with this Jason Tatum injury basically knocking out next year, that the best way for the Boston Celtics to move forward is probably to trade Jaylen Brown. That shouldn't be true. Like there's no world where you should say, hey, the best way for us to maximize our championship window is to trade one of the 15 best players in the league. Is that the kind of thing that you think could change minds? Or do you think that all the other owners are going to look at the Celtics and be like, ha-ha, sweet, now we can have our own Jaylen Brown and maybe the stars get dispersed in a different way?
Yeah, I don't think most owners care at all, you know, unless you're the ones whose team is getting pilfered by the system. I think what it's going to take in 7 years is for players to have the consciousness to look not only about how much of a slice of a pie they're getting, but how teams are built, and to push back on this somewhat. Right now, I think they just feel like, oh, the max contract is. I just saw where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, winning MVP, is going to be eligible for a 5-year, $380 million extension, or if he does it another way, like a 4-year, $293 million extension. So if you're a star player, you're like, this system is working great for me, and they're not thinking enough about like how teams are built and like whether they feel this is fair or not. So they're going to have to think in those terms. But you're right. Like, I think the Celtics are a great example. This is a team that they built the right way. You know, they have a core of stars that they drafted and developed right on down to the Peyton Pritchard off the bench. They made good trades in order to supplement their teams. They're not one that has gone out and spent recklessly in free agency after stripping down the team for cap space. They should be able to keep that team together, but you're looking at a team that's got Jason Tatum, who's gone for a year, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, who they'll be desperate to trade this season, But good luck this offseason in trading him. Drew Holiday, and Derek White. So you have five players that are making at least $30 million, not because the team, once again, spent recklessly in free agency, just because they made good moves to get good players. And they're looking at a luxury tax bill that would salary plus luxury tax penalties would be in the neighborhood of $500 million next year, which new ownership is not going to do. Old ownership was not going to do that. But more than just, you know, that cap charge is the fact that you can't go out if you kept this roster together. You can't go out and, like, add a role player. Say Al Horford retires. You can't go out and, like, replace him with anything that is even, like, league average with the way things are set up. So, I think it punishes teams like the Celtics. I think it's going to punish a team like the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is almost entirely built, you know, except for two role players, almost entirely built through the draft. If you're the Washington Wizards, like, as soon as you get good, you're going to have to worry about that, like, in the way that you're building. So I'm not sure that this system works for anyone except for the bad teams that are crying that the other teams are too good.
Jerry Brewer with us. Last thing, Jerry, pushback's the right word, but, like, why do you think that the burden is on the players? Because I think so many of this is, like, it's not a cash problem. It's a cap problem, right? It's that, for instance, that contract you referenced for SGA, that actually hurts the Oklahoma City Thunder in the team building process because they are going to have to pay him more than anyone else. That's not how markets are supposed to work. And they're going to get punished by the fact that he's awesome. And he's going to eat up a tremendous amount of their cap space compared to if he was just pretty good and not MVP level and didn't sign a supermax, but just signed a regular max contract. And to me, that burden should not be on the players. That should be on the owners and on the league to say, hey, we got to think about how this is affecting our team building. The players' jobs is ultimately to care about their own checks. So if the league is being hurt by this, shouldn't the onus be like the popularity of the league, the ability for it to be what it has been at its best, which is dynastic teams going head to head, Celtics, Lakers, on down the list? Shouldn't that be the league's responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, but what is the league? The league is an agreement between the owners and the players. And so you know where the owners stand, and you know the players only stand about, like, what's our slice of the pie right now. And, like, realistically, like, it's going to take, like, both entities caring about the game. And in order to have some kind of level of fairness, it's going to have to take some pushback from the other side that's negotiating at the table. And that's where, like, the players come in. But I think you make some excellent points, about this entire system. I've always thought, Craig, that the whole max salary system is stupid to begin with, because everybody who, like, averages 20 points wants to get the maximum amount of money, it's very clear that, like, you shouldn't have a system in which Julius Randle can get awarded the same amount as a prime LeBron James.
Right.
Right. Like, there's a difference. Like, there aren't 25 max players in the league. There aren't 25 superstars. There's, like, seven or eight. Those guys should be making more than Jaylen Brown shouldn't be the second highest paid player in the NBA when he's, like, the 17th best player in the NBA. There are all those things. I've always thought, Craig, that there should be like a designated player exception in which you can pay that guy whatever you want and only, like, X amount counts against the cap. I think you have to reward these teams that are doing it the right way. I give you another example, the Denver Nuggets. You know, not a super big market. They drafted Jokic in the second round, helped him become a superstar, drafted Jamal Murray, drafted Michael Porter Jr., drafted Christian Brown, made a great trade for Aaron Gordon, and they've got no bench. I don't think that the Nuggets are the best managed team, but I don't think that they should be so afraid of the system that they don't go out and try to at least pursue another championship. And now all of a sudden we're looking at the Nuggets and you're like, man, this roster's terrible. It's like beneath Jokic, he's going to have to leave if he wants to win another title. That's incredibly, it's just like, you're asking the teams, like the people who run the teams, the general manager and such, to be beyond perfect. And that's just not how it works in sports.
No, and, you know, we could talk about this for an hour, and I've always had the same exact thought when it comes to the what should be a upper middle class player getting the max, if you will. And it's just like, yeah. Well, the owners could just not sign off on that deal, but you eventually have a bidding war, and that's how markets work, and that guy winds up getting the max contract, and then there winds up being a bunch of max guys and a bunch of league minimum guys and then a bunch of guys in the middle that get like the mid-level exception, and no one who actually just signs a mid-level contract because the owners and the GMs can't help themselves but have some level of restraint. And so I've had a million ideas over the year, Jerry, like literal salary slots, like you get two high guys, four middle guys, and six low guys, or however you want to do it. Like, and everyone's just slotted. You could do it on like, everyone's on the max contract now. But if you make all NBA, there's a bonus, and the league has a pool of money that comes out of the middle 5% of the whole basketball, you know, income list, and that's where that money. Like, there's a million ways you can do it. I think the other thing about this league in particular, though, is people like following the transactions as much as they do the basketball, and the transactions have become so complicated that it's hard for people to even follow that anymore. So at some point you're just continually like stubbing your own toe on every single step you take. And it kind of feels like we're at a breaking point here. And that's why I appreciate that you wrote the column and highlighted it. Cause I do think these are conversations that are happening in league circles as we figure out, as everyone tries to figure out how to build a winner, because you can, but building a sustainable one feels impossible right now, and unless they change the system, I don't think there's a whole lot you can do about that.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think when it all really is going to come to a head for most people is it's very clear, Craig, and I don't want to talk generationally, but it's very clear that the load that stars are having a harder time carrying heavier loads than ever before. Now, we can talk about like whether that the reasons for that from here to, you know, tomorrow morning. But like it's very clear, like they're breaking down more. I think it's harder for them to get through, 100 games if you're talking about like making a playoff run. And so that is very clear. Like we have evidence that it's harder for these guys to carry these loads. Yet the system is saying, you know what? Your team is going to be weaker, so you're going to have to carry a heavier load. And I think like that's part of. I think we're going to see a lot more like major injuries like in the postseason, and I think we're going to have a lot more players that were sitting there looking at like, what's wrong with you? You haven't won a championship. We're going to have to recalibrate the way we think of star players, because I think it's going to be harder in this era for guys to get two, three, four. Very few stars have gotten four championships. Like I think we've gotten spoiled because we had Shaq and Kobe and Tim Duncan and LeBron and Steph and so on and so forth. But this idea that like you're a lesser legend if you don't win multiple championships, I think we're going to look back at this era and not see a lot of like the dominant players win multiple championships, even though they have the resumes that suggest that they were just as great as some of these guys who did win in June.
No doubt about it. We talked about the load part of this on the show as well. It's a great point. Jerry Brewer wrote about it in the Washington Post. The parity is here to stay, whether that's a good thing or not. Read Jerry's column. And, of course, if you just are tuning in, you can rewind and hear some more of our conversation in the Odyssey app. Jerry, appreciate it as always, sir. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Thanks for your time.
All right, anytime, man. Take care.
That's Jerry Brewer with us here on The Hoffman Show, columnist for The Washington Post. When we get back, we preview the Eastern Conference Finals. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. At Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dolphin Show, we're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Nationals rained out tonight. Mystics play late night in between that. Well, I guess the no in between because there's now no game for the Nats. Anthony, you got the Eastern Conference Finals, Pacers, Knicks, Game 1, 8 p.m. on TNT. First of all, Anthony, do you have any, like, real actual memories of Pacers-Knicks stuff, or is it all, like, the highlights from, for you, from, like, the early rivalry days?
Yeah, it's really a lot of highlights, and people are actually saying, oh, this is such a huge rivalry and things. I'm like, they play, like, 9 times in the postseason, and really there's nothing really – nothing really amounted from the rivalry because nobody won anything. So it's just like
it was really a competition in the 90s to see who was going to get their ass kicked by Michael Jordan.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then there's 99 and 2000 where the Knicks made the finals in a lockout shortened season. That was the year the Spurs won. Duncan is a rookie. And then in 2000 they played again. And this time the Pacers won, and they lost in the finals. That was the first of the Shaq Kobe 3 titles. So you're correct. Neither the Pacers have never won a title in the NBA. They might have won an ABA championship. They've never won an NBA championship. The Knicks haven't won the NBA championship since 1973. By the way, the Timberwolves have never even been to the finals. And the Thunder have not been to the finals since 2012 when they lost with Durant, Westbrook, Harden. And before that, they were the Supersonics who won in 1979. Up to you whether you want to count that one or not. The thing is, though, there's a lot of people that do remember that the physicality and there's so many iconic moments. That I think that's the other thing. They were doing like the countdown earlier today on NBA Today and you know, the most iconic is the 8 points in 9 seconds, Reggie Miller. I think that was 94, maybe it was 93. Gives Spike Lee the choke sign. Then you have the Larry Johnson 4-point play. I think that was 99. There's a Patrick Ewing like game winner in a game seven. So there's a lot of iconic moments in this series, in this rivalry. And they also played last year, and the Pacers went into Madison Square Garden and won a game seven. The Knicks were super banged up at that point. But I think that you continue to have these, you know, moments. You continue to have the matchups time over time, and there's no doubt going to be some animosity between the two. It's also kind of a great city rivalry. You have New York City versus, like, little old Indianapolis, Indiana. I think there was, like, a Knicks versus Hicks marketing situation that was happening at some point.
That is, oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, it's... Now you've got Tyrese versus Jalen Brunson, two of the best clutch players in the league, two of the best stretch bigs in the league, and Cat and Miles Turner. Like, it's a fun matchup. What are you like? What's the thing that you're watching the most from the actual basketball, though?
I would probably say I want to see if Cat can really, you know, duplicate some of the performances we've seen him this season. Like, he's had a monster game. He had a 40-point game against the Pacers.
He destroyed Indiana this year.
So I feel as though, like, if he can, you know, have his imprint all over the game, I think the Knicks should definitely go in here and win in five, maybe even six. Well, six, maybe even five. But I think the Knicks are the overall better team. Again, this Pacers team beat them in seven last year, and they were banged up. And I think this Knicks team is much more improved. I think when you think about the trade for Cat, I think you add, you know, somebody that can really stretch the floor and you know, hit timely threes. So I think from that standpoint, I think the Knicks are just a better overall team, to be honest. I'm not giving the Pacers too much, you know, hope. And
which is exactly why they're going to win.
Exactly.
I saw on NBA Today, actually, it was the same show earlier today. Kendrick Perkins is all over the Knicks. Does that make you feel terrible about your pick?
Yeah, because sometimes I view him as a hot take artist. So
yeah, I agree.
Maybe I need to go to the Pacers.
So to me, there's actually like a bigger question about the Knicks. And on some level, this series is actually existential for this version of the Knicks. Part of why a lot of people, myself included, if I'm being honest, think the Knicks have fallen short is in years past, is because they just hit a wall. That Tibbs plays these guys so many minutes that eventually it just catches up with them. And last year, this was when it caught up with them, was when they were facing the Pacers. Last year was, of course, in the second round, not the Eastern Conference Finals, so they've already survived an extra round. But Tibbs just runs his guys into the ground. And so they did have an easier series against Boston because of how the injuries happened. And you know, but even then, like, in that decisive game six, they're up 30 in the fourth quarter, and like Tibbs still has the starters in. And you're like, bro, what are you doing? But to me, if you can't beat this Pacers team, because they are better on paper, and I think Cat is the biggest mismatch in the series. I don't know who guards him for Indiana. Do you put Siakam on him? Like, that feels wrong. He's not big enough. You know, there's stuff you can try to do tactically to, you know, force. In some ways, I almost want Siakam on him to be like, if you're going to play like a perimeter player, I'm going to put a perimeter player on you. Do you put Miles Turner out there? I don't want to pull him away from the rim. Like, there's different stuff. Rick Carlisle's a brilliant coach. I think they'll probably see some zone in this series. There's a bunch of stuff. But ultimately, the Knicks are the more talented roster. Brunson is probably the best player in the series. Halliburton's unquestionably the second best player in the series if Brunson is the first. But then is it like Cat, Bridges? Like, how far till you get to, if we're saying Siakam's the next guy on Indy, is Siakam better than OG Anunoby? Like, the Knicks have the talent advantage. And so if things go down in a way where New York loses, and especially if they lose a piece or two in this series, like, Tibbs is on the hot seat, in my opinion. And I don't, I feel like we talked about this earlier in the week, but like, that's not my MO. I am not a put that guy on the hot seat guy. But like, at some point, how many times do you run headfirst into the wall? And so what the Knicks need to do in many ways in the series is just avoid the wall. Play good ball, keep playing, play hard, and then if you lose to one of the two teams in the West in the finals, like, that is a referendum on the fact that those two teams are probably better than these two teams. But if you lose to Indiana and you're the Knicks, not because they're the Pacers and you're the Knicks and Indianapolis and New York and like all these subplot storylines. The Pacers have been one of the best teams in the league since the All-Star break. The Pacers are good. But depending on how this series goes, I actually do think it is not too far to say this is on some level an existential type of series for this version of the Knicks, or at the very least for their coach, because I think the roster is excellent. And if you can keep it together under someone else and maybe get a little more out of it, that juice might be worth the squeeze. But I definitely feel like I want to pick the Pacers because I frankly like them better. But I just kind of have a weird feeling about it. My gut says Indiana for some dumb reason. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I can't figure out a way to explain it better because the Knicks should win the series.
Yeah, I mean, I think even if you look at the series against the Cavs, and everybody's going to say the injuries got to the Cavs, and there's some truth to it, but
they were healthy most of that series.
Yeah,
there's like one game when they had everybody hurt.
Yeah, they had some guys like still come back and, you know, play. They had leads in those games, and guess what? They still squandered those leads. So I think a lot of people, including myself, are writing off the Pacers, and I think the Pacers like being the underdog in this series. They were last year when they played the Knicks, and I think this year as well, a lot of people are not giving them the chance. And again, their strength is in their numbers, and the fact that, you know, we look at Siakam and we might say he's the fourth or fifth, maybe even sixth best player in the series is sort of kind of an indictment on the Pacers to an extent. But at the same token, 6, 7, 8 also might go to the Pacers in terms of, you know, the players, the best players in the series kind of thing. So I think, again, you just look at their strength in numbers, the fact that they have a bench.
And like, that's the thing, right, is if the Knicks are this team that relies on 5 or 6 guys,
yeah,
7 guys, and they play a zillion minutes and they could be exhausted because they've already played 9/10 of
but
a zillion
worked,
minutes. It has, but it works until it doesn't, until
okay.
You run out of gas. And
yeah,
that's my thing with the Knicks is, like, if they don't run out of gas, they probably
they sure
win the series.
Yeah.
And if they run out of gas, you probably need to buy a new car. One with better fuel economy, or at least someone who knows how to drive. Like in Formula One, being able to manage your tires is really important. And I know it's tires versus fuel, but like, you got to get to the end of the race. And yeah, being ahead, if it's a 60-lap race, being ahead, even, you know, they've been ahead at lap 35, lap 40, maybe this season we're at like lap 50. Doesn't matter if you DNF. And like, that's kind of my thing with the Knicks. That said, purely on a basketball level, since the All-Star break, the fifth best team in the league was the Indiana Pacers. They were 20-9 post All-Star break. For reference, the Thunder were 24-4. The Celtics were 22-5. The Warriors, remember when they added Jimmy and just turned into like a juggernaut, and then obviously Steph got hurt in the playoffs, but 20-7 post All-Star break. The Cavs were 20-8. The Pacers were 20-9. The Knicks since the All-Star break were just 15-13. So if you look post All-Star break, who's been the better team? The answer is Indiana. And so don't sleep on the Pacers purely on a basketball level. And if the Pacers beat the Knicks at basketball, fine. Nobody gets hurt. It's not like, oh man, they look gassed. Okay, I could see that happening because the Pacers have a bunch of different dudes who just play really hard. They run at you in numbers. They all play, or like, they're all bought in on this style of up-tempo. The Pacers looking to get like 100 possessions plus per game. The Knicks are in the 90s. Like, they want to slow it down. There is just a stylistic difference. And if the Pacers go out and impose their will and win the series, bravo. Like, it's possible. It's very possible. But if the series ends in the way that so many of these unfortunately have, where there's an injury or it just looks like the Knicks are not up for the task, then that's when things get swirly in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I hope both these teams face each other for strength. Like, I want to see a good series.
I do too.
Need it.
I do too. 8 o'clock tonight on TNT, they'll officially announce Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as the league's MVP. Before that, when we get back, we wrap up the show with real things real people said in real microphones. We give some predictions on that, what we think is going to happen as well. But first, we tell you what else is trending besides SGA as the MVP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Stop and show, wrapping up here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. All right, Anthony, let's make some predictions. We forgot to do this yesterday with the Western Conference Finals, so now we have a bit of a cheat in that the Thunder are up 1-0. And also, we haven't actually talked about that game at all. Let me ask you this. Does watching last night change your prediction at all?
Yeah, it does.
I actually agree with this.
Because I had the Timberwolves in 7, and I don't know if this series goes 6.
I had the Thunder in 6.
Okay.
I think it might be Thunder in 5.
Yeah. I mean,
Minnesota is so careless with the basketball.
Yeah.
And the Thunder's defense is, the stuff they do is crazy. Like, if you turn your head for 0.4 seconds, you're getting the ball stripped. And maybe there's a game where they get called for a zillion fouls and you know, Minnesota goes to the free throw line a bunch of times and whatever. But if they can strip the ball the way they did yesterday and turn Minnesota over, like, Minnesota was in that game early and they were up and it did not feel like they were winning because they just kept turning the ball over, but they hit so many threes. If Julius Randle can hit 75% of his threes, yeah, they can win the series. But like, if he has a human series and if everyone else is just shoots at human levels, the turnovers by themselves are so overwhelming that they cannot win games in this series. And they won, Anthony. I saw this stat flash on ESPN yesterday. Teams that turn the ball over 20 or more times are like 0-11 in the playoffs. except for the fact that the T-Wolves did it three times against Golden State. Because Golden State couldn't score. It didn't matter. So this is a team that's already turnover prone against the best defense in the league, who's the best defense in the league because they turn you over. That's a bad matchup, bro. And boy, did it show in game one.
Yeah, it showed for sure. Looking at it right now, they had 17 turnovers. Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle combined for 9. So that's more than half from your two best players. And then the fact both of them only shot the ball 13 times, that's not going to get the job done. Dante DiVincenzo, 3 for 12 from 3, 3 for 14 from the field. He cannot be your leading shot attempt taker. Naj Reid, he's just been inconsistent this entire playoffs, to be honest. So they're definitely going to need more from the others. But Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle, they got to set the tone. I think in the first half, Julius definitely set the tone. That's why they were in it. Going freaking 5 or 6 from 3, like, you should be in the game, like,
right.
And then Shea, you know, struggling as well, so like, that's why I was so close. And then in the second half, I think the Thunder just did a good job taking care of the ball, moving the ball, and then relying on their defense to get out into transition. Man, it looks scary.
The way they run is crazy.
It looked like they had 6 defenders on the court.
Yeah,
that's how fast they were moving. That's how much I'm like, God,
I'm surprised. If you told me they had 32 turnovers last night, I would be like, sure. Sure. And
it seemed like they had more, though, for sure.
I feel like their defense is consistent. Minnesota might, you know, hit a bunch of shots once, but Oklahoma City in 5. That's my prediction after watching game one. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I think it's a bad matchup for Minnesota. Bad matchup. Yeah. All right, Eastern Conference Finals. Who you got?
I got the Knicks. I got the Knicks in 6.
I'm going to go Knicks in 7.
Okay.
I'm going to go Knicks in 7. Jalen Brunson goes bananas in game 7, scores like 48 points and sends the Knicks to the finals.
Yo, that is going to be crazy.
The Garden would be on fire.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson might already not have to buy anything ever in the history of his time in New York again, but if he gets into the finals, that would be.
Pop quiz, Greg.
Yeah.
When Jalen Brunson came to the New York Knicks, mm-hmm. what did he sign for? He signed a 4-year deal for how much money?
55?
No.
No, it was a four for 100.
I think it was 110.
Maybe it was 110.
Yeah, 110.
Typically when you do pop quizzes, Anthony, it's nice if you know the answer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 110. But that's a bargain of a deal for the productivity they got out of this guy.
Yeah, no kidding. 4 for 104.
104.
Was the initial deal. He's now 4 for 156 on the extension.
Good gracious.
Yeah. And he's still relative, considering like Dame is making 60, like he's underpaid.
Yeah. Very much so.
I would take his contract. Just.
I would too. I would take half of his contract. I would take a quarter.
Yeah.
A tenth.
Yeah. Done. Done. I mean, I don't even want to keep going because I think it just gets depressing as if it's not already. All right, time for Real Things. Let's wrap up this here radio show.
Real Things.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5 and 11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Anthony, you just held up too many numbers. Tell me what time the show ends.
I have a gripe.
You have a great.
So the end of the show is actually 56:30 today.
Okay.
But they just put the time in here weirdly today. I don't know.
I clearly don't know either because I have no earthly idea what's happening.
Yeah, 56:30.
All right, 56:30. All right. Tomorrow morning on the Junkies, their usual shenanigans. They had a big announcement that they had yesterday. From our boss, Matt Cahill, you know him as Drab.
But I've been looking to change my life and make it better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've teased the audience with this for years. Everyone knows.
By the way, it is worth saying that Frank Caliendo was in studio for this announcement.
Knows the struggles I've been going through.
All right.
Well, it's finally happened. I've signed the paperwork. We're on board together. And in 2 days, I'm getting a hair transplant.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Can you take off the hat?
Joe,
Oh yeah, you deserve that.
All right, so I'm hooking up with our P1 Dr. Burka, who called in many months ago. He's from the Maine Center of Advanced Hair Restoration in Bethesda, and I'm starting the journey.
Very good.
And that's when Frank realized that's the best thing that could ever happen to Matt.
So I guess tomorrow, Jobby's getting the hair transplant, because that was yesterday when they did that on the show, and he said in 2 days, that's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. So Friday we need. Well, you won't be here. I'll get in early because I want to see. I want to see this. I mean, I guess they'll post it to their socials.
I was going to say, the show is on television for four hours. Yeah. We're here on YouTube, and we love it here, but they are on television.
Yeah, you're right.
They have very nice cameras, and many of them.
Oh, my. A hair transplant is...
I mean, they got to knock you out for that, right? That's got to hurt. Like, I also just got to feel weird to all of a sudden be like, oh.
I mean, I could ask LeBron what he does, or I wish I could.
You said that like you just could call up LeBron James and be like... Yo, the hair stuff. So you think that he's got some help?
LeBron?
Yeah,
for sure. LeBron he had a bald spot, and then all of a sudden he didn't have a bald spot. Like, there's something he's doing, taking, or you know, he knows some people. I'm pretty sure he does know some people.
The man has got $1 billion and he lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I can't stand when celebrities get bad work. Like, you're already screwing up everybody, making us think that, oh no, And it's like, when it's obvious, like, you had so much money, how'd you get bad work done?
Exactly.
Ugh. Anyway, good luck, Drab. See you tomorrow on The Hoffman Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.